He's doing it, Bill.
He's rolling, y'all. Rolling forwards out of the seat. He's rolling. Hey, look, but whatever you do, don't get out your car, be dancing, and get hit by a car. You know, there's been like three people that nationally have been getting, you know, people have been stopping on the road, getting out their car and dancing, and two of them got hit by a car.
Okay, just very quickly, though, let me mention two things. One is every Sunday we are in Highland Park from 7 to 9. We follow the jazz concert with hundreds of people, hundreds of people every Sunday.
Until when?
Until Labor Day weekend. That's the final Sunday, so we got three more Sundays in Highland Park, number one. Secondly,
well, hold that thought, because it's great, great, great family-type entertainment.
We
you
follow
should go
the
up
jazz
to Highland
concert.
Park.
There's a jazz concert from 5 to 7, and we follow that. But the second thing, very importantly, September 7th, 8th, and 9th, we are hosting the third National Line Dance Convention in Pittsburgh, where we have dancers and instructors coming from all across the United States to Pittsburgh. Great weekend. There's a Saturday night boat ride on the Gateway Clipper. But we attract some of the best and the brightest from around the United States, September 7th, 8th, and 9th. You can check it out on Facebook or, you know, Rolling Forward. But that's something that you want to take part of and embrace and enjoy some of our dancers from all across the United States.
And you don't have to be a prolific dancer to go up to Highland Park and have a great time. I've gone up there on occasion just to watch, and it's just several hundred people dancing, having a great time, great atmosphere, no problem, no trouble, plenty of parking space. You just want to get up there and have a great time.
All right, Bill, so let's transition. Well, let me, go ahead.
Before you transition, round one went to Kevin Cameron. Big Ed Montgomery got knocked to the canvas, answered the eight count. Ding, ding, round two, Steelers versus Ravens.
And I'll pick it up, Bill, and then I'm going to turn this over to Ed, and we'll see what laughter we have.
And so, anything that was said in the break can be repeated.
Exactly. So, Ed, yes, we talked about the playoffs, right? Baltimore right. missing the playoffs last year. Yes. Last year was 2017, right?
Mm-hmm.
Missed the playoffs.
We missed the playoffs three years in a row.
2016. Did you
3 years in a row.
Answer my question, man.
I'm answering it for you. 3 years in a row.
2016, you missed the playoffs. 2015, you missed the playoffs. But this year, you're going to the Super Bowl, you said. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. When is Harbaugh being fired?
And Cameron connects with a vicious right cross.
When is Harbaugh being fired?
Yeah.
Why should he be fired?
You got to get results in this league,
He's
man.
A Super Bowl winning coach. Why should he be fired?
He did my man in New York get fired?
He would be the first.
Coughlin. How many losing seasons did they have?
Well, don't switch up. You just said he was a Super Bowl winning coach. And I said it's all about results. You've missed the playoffs the last 3 years. We've been whooping your butt for the last 3 years.
Last 3 years. Y'all beat us the last three games, I believe.
Who won the division?
Y'all beat us the last three. What happened to six before that, Cav? Y'all fail to forget. You keep saying whooping our butt. Y'all lost six in a row to us. Like any team.
How long ago was that, though?
Just 2 years ago, okay?
No, it was more than
y'all
2 years
lost,
ago.
Y'all beat us 2 years.
We swept the division the last 2 years.
Year. The last 2 years. Last year, y'all swept the division.
Okay.
The year before that, y'all beat us to knock us out the playoffs on Christmas Day on Antonio and the catch
exactly.
and the stretch. We beat y'all earlier that year.
Okay.
Y'all beat us the last three times.
Okay.
Before that, we owned y'all.
So
we'll go back to owning y'all this year.
So we'll keep this thing in order. You missed the playoffs the last 3 years.
And we're going to the Super Bowl this year.
We beat you the last 3 years. We're mm-hmm. going to beat you again when we play. You'll miss the playoffs again. And then
Harbaugh get fired.
So he will be fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's a Super Bowl winning coach.
Well, the owner's already said
it. Well, that's what I asked you from the beginning.
Owner's already said
it. That's how I started off. I said, when is Harbaugh being
fired? Well, we're going to the Super Bowl, so that's irrelevant.
You told me he's a Super Bowl winning coach.
That's irrelevant. We're going to the Super Bowl.
So I think you're confusing
yourself.
No. Look, bro.
As a referee, I've got to step in because I've got to step in because you're beating him almost to death. Mm-hmm. So I, as a referee, I've got to step in. I want to separate you. Go to your corner, Kevin, while I give Ed a chance to recover and offer something to support your team. Give me something, man.
Okay, we're healthy again. Our quarterback's come in, looked the best. Best he's looked in 11 years. Come in, lost weight, no health issues. 2 years ago, he came in off of a knee injury. Last year, came in off a back injury. Everybody knows for the quarterback, if your back ain't right, you ain't going to be right. We've improved offensively. Defense was already okay.
How did you improve? You have a whole different wide receiver core.
I have a whole different wide receiver core.
It takes a lot to really get that chemistry. But the quarterback.
Because it's an upgrade over the receiving core we had.
It's an upgrade.
It's an upgrade.
Okay, so you were 29th, I think, in offense last year.
Yes.
Does that sound about right?
Yes, offense was horrible.
And you have Crabtree this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With healthy quarterback, healthy line, upgrade at receiver. Upgrades our offense.
I don't think you have an upgrade.
And at the end of round two.
That's your opinion.
It's the end of round two. Got to separate you. And Cameron wins round two decisively. I've got to end
it. Well, Bill, you're a Steeler fan, so you're biased to this.
I call him fair. I call him fair here. And Cameron wins round two. But we've got to end round two so that Cameron can go around the NFL real quick, update us, and we'll come back for the final round, round three, in just a few moments. We'll give Big Ed Montgomery a chance to gather his thoughts, go to his corner, and let his corner man patch up those open wounds, and we'll come back to him to offer some semblance of why the Baltimore Ravens should be taken seriously in this season. McCabe, take us around the NFL real quick.
Around the NFL, and Ed, you can, you know, add your input as needed here.
Ed can't hear you. He needs some Epsom salt.
He needs some Epsom salt. Let me ask you a question.
He can't hear you.
You watch Hard Knocks.
Yes, I do.
So the Cleveland Browns are doing Hard Knocks right now, right?
Yes.
And so we're going to talk about Cleveland a little bit, but has Baltimore done Hard Knocks?
We don't want to. They asked us.
You'll do it next year. Don't worry about it. All right, so
that was a blow thrown after the breakup. No dirty blows, Cameron.
All right, so you know they're big time wide receiver. I'm not sure what's going on with them. You know, Josh Gordon, he still is not in camp. I think that's very concerning for someone to have a drug abuse history, and you know he missed a whole year, came back last year for a few games, and you know they have new quarterbacks. In Cleveland, they have Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield. I'm not sure mm-hmm. if you all had a chance to watch the first preseason game, but Baker Mayfield, he played ball. He played ball. So I know the game plan was for Tyrod Taylor to come in and actually play for a year and bring on Baker Mayfield slowly, which I totally disagree. I think Baker Mayfield should be put in right away and, you know, get that experience. And you're shaking your head, Ed.
I disagree with you.
That's the same thing that they did with Johnny Manziel, and it didn't work out, and some of their other 20, 30 quarterbacks that they had. And if you remember, going all the way back to Dallas with Aikman, he was throwing it right away. That's what you lost. Or I should say this, you won 1 out of 32 games.
Yeah, I agree with you. But you have to look at the culture of Cleveland and quarterbacks. They've done that to a couple other rookie quarterbacks. Just brought them in, threw them in.
No, they didn't.
Where'd they
get
it?
That's my whole point.
Brady Quinn.
They didn't throw him right in.
He played his first year.
He might have played.
I'll say this. I like to let Baker develop. Go with Tyrod Taylor. For one, you have a quarterback that's not going to make a mistake. He's a very good quarterback. He's not going to – Cleveland, and I'm not a Cleveland fan,
mm-hmm.
but if you look at that team last year, it wasn't as bad as the record showed.
How can you say that in your all right, because, 16?
Because I'm getting ready to say it. If you watch the games – let me finish. Cleveland was in a lot of games.
Yeah. Yeah, they were in a lot of games.
Deshaun
people didn't take them seriously.
Deshaun Kizer made a lot of mistakes at the end of games. Mm-hmm. Games they were winning, interception, turn. So I believe you give this team good quarterback play from a veteran quarterback. I say this all the time. I'm not a fan of preseason because I think a lot of people look good in preseason. Because you're going against a lot of times, who's Baker Mayfield going was going against? Second, third teamers, guys
well, he's,
making.
He's going against the same guys that he's coming in with.
Right.
So I'm okay with that.
Right. But I got to step in to get you around the NFL before we run out
okay,
of time.
So
quit arguing with Ed, because Ed's delusional. He got punched around so bad in the first two rounds, ain't no telling what might come out of his mouth, man. Get around the NFL.
But Dez is going to Cleveland.
Dez Bryant, I wanted to bring up. Mm-hmm. He's scheduled to visit with the Browns on Thursday. So I say that that's not a good fit anyway. So we'll see what happens. Cleveland just continues to make mistakes. So one of the things that is going on in Cleveland as well, I'm not sure if you all saw this, but they have a beer thing going. So I think it's Anheuser-Busch is sending refrigerators of beer to 10 local bars chained up. And they're giving all the Browns fans a free beer on the first win. 10 local bars. And they're going to open it up during the first win. And I'm not sure how long it's going to take to
week
get that
one.
First win.
That's a great promotional.
Week one.
That's a great promotion.
Now.
That beer might sit a while.
It might, but we'll see. It definitely won't open the first week, right?
Week one, it'll open up.
What's that?
Week one, it'll open up.
Well, you tell good jokes, man. Against the Pittsburgh Steelers? No, that's another preseason game for us, to be honest with you.
But look, I need to hear about Barkley, man, because that's the scare of
hamstring.
That's the scare of the NFL.
He had a real good game week one, but now he's dealing with a hamstring. So the Giants, and I like to say the New York football Giants, even though San Fran baseball Giants left a long time ago. But New York is really being, what can I say, hush-hush about his injury. So hopefully he's okay, because actually we talked about Cleveland. I think this is the person Cleveland should have picked up.
Totally agree with you.
And then I'm happy to actually see what I'm about to bring up, which is Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck is back from a right shoulder injury and played into the second quarter in week one. So I'm actually happy to see that. And he's expected now. He's playing against your boys Monday night. So he's expected to play a little longer this Monday. So that Ravens defense, you all normally have a defense. So hopefully the Colts will be able to protect him. So, Bill, I'm not sure if this is a Peyton Manning situation. You know, Peyton had to deal with his career-threatening injury, and he sat out a whole year. This reminds me of Peyton Manning.
Well, and you know, injuries, it's sometimes amazing how a guy can go through a whole college career or a half a pro career, and then something happens. You know, like Barkley ran from here to Jupiter in his college career, and all of a sudden he's got this hamstring problem that they're going to have to be careful with. Because he could be out 4 or 5 games to start the season. But clearly, he had no problem adjusting to the speed of the game, because his first touch from scrimmage was a 35-yard run, and without a great tackle, he might still be running. So, it's about to be a very interesting season. Before I let you finish knocking out Ed and the Ravens, I want to go back to Roland, because he's got to get.
And before you do, with Andrew Luck, I just wanted to add, the Colts gave up 56 sacks. They led the NFL last year.
I was going to go into that too. Andrew Luck, for 2 years, got beat up. They never invested in their offensive line.
Which this year they did.
Yes, this year they did. Mm-hmm. So I believe with them investing in their offensive line, it's going to help him out a lot this year. And I think they're going to rely a little more on the running game, which they haven't in the past, because you realize that's your franchise.
Right.
And at some point in time, you have to take some of the weight off his shoulder.
So one of the things they did, they picked up in the draft, Quentin Nelson. He was the number one draft pick.
The guard from Notre Dame.
The guard.
And some will tell you that that Luck was overrated to begin with. So what remains to be seen is if he can stay healthy, be healthy, stay healthy, as go he, go the Indianapolis Colts. But I got to get back to my man Roland Ford because he's got to cut out before we're done. So, Roland, what I think I want to ask you to do, if you want to, you got some dates people need to know about. Let's put them out there now so when we drop tomorrow night, people can start writing down dates, times, places you want and need them to be.
Okay, as I mentioned, there is a big race, which is part of the Health and Wellness Weekend. That is Saturday, August the 18th. Early in the morning, Freedom Corner, come out, sign up, participate. You can walk or run 1 mile or 3 miles. Every Sunday in August, we are in Highland Park as part of City of Pittsburgh Special Event Summer Soul Line Dancing. You don't have to have any skill or ability. We teach you the slides. As Bill mentioned, it's a great thing for the whole family. Starts with the jazz from 5 to 7, then we go 7 to 9. Also, August 29th, we are in Shenley Plaza in Oakland. It's Michael Jackson's birthday, so we got a lot of Michael Jackson slides that we're doing. Coming up in September, very big thing, our third national line dance convention. It'll be at the Doubletree and Green Tree for the most part, other than the Saturday night boat ride on the Gateway Clipper. National convention, we have some of the top instructors from the United States coming to Pittsburgh, as well as line dancers from other cities and states. It is something exciting for Pittsburgh that you want to take a part in.
Well, there,
one final
go ahead,
thing.
Go ahead.
We got multiple challenges. In the month of September, we're going to be doing a 100 million step challenge. Anybody can participate. You just need a pedometer, a Fitbit. People use an app on their phone. Count your steps. Take more steps. Move more towards a healthier lifestyle.
And I want to ask you something that Dennis Briggs shared with me. You have a relationship with, I understand, I forget his name, but someone that has medical discovery about joints and wellness, and he's speaking around the country on how to improve that. So can you speak to that?
Okay, well, there's a couple different things that we're collaborating with. So we have a young brother from Pittsburgh who's like a genius. He has some amazing medical technology that is going to allow us to be able to coach and work with people to improve, you know, their vitals, blood pressure, diabetes, all these different chronic conditions, etc. We're partnering with some major entities in Pittsburgh. We won't go into that now, but that is going to be announced coming forward. Also, we do work with doctors, nurses, nutritionists, and many other people. So we have different programming where we can advise people and provide different nutritional supplements, all kind of good stuff. So if people want to move in a direction of getting a healthier lifestyle, we're going to be providing a lot of tools and instruments that can help them.
Well, Kevin, I say that we officially proclaim Roland Ford the nutrition specialist for Soul Take Champions Live.
Sounds good to
anytime,
me.
So you've been so proclaimed. So anytime we need you, when we call you, you got to show up. That's the rule. But okay. Before you run out, I know you got to go. I know you don't want to miss the final round of this bloodbath. But before we get to that, because we do have one more segment, Kevin, I know you went around the NFL, but give us a quick update on what's going on in Steeler camp, because I know Ed wants to know so he can pass some information on through the Underground Railroad to Baltimore.
Hey, well, last week's recap, the Steelers looked pretty good. I think the score was 35-14, so a lot of points. I tell you what, the Steelers wide receiver depth is pretty deep. And I know Ed, you know, I know Baltimore just can't wait until we make our cuts so you all could pick up our leftovers.
Well, I know you want to keep jumping on Ed. The bell hasn't rung yet, but what about injuries, and what about our running back? Is he ever going to show up?
Well, he'll show up. Le'Veon Bell, the best running back in football. Do you agree with that, Ed?
He can't leave
yes,
you alone.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I want to see where he's headed.
But yes.
He'll show up the Monday. the first week of the regular season. So we're good there.
And lastly, what are we going to do with this quarterback situation? Now, it's been suggested, and you know, obviously Ben's the man, but we have three reasonably good backup quarterbacks to be had. We know the Steelers are not going to keep all three. What's going to happen?
I keep going back and forth on this, Bill. Mason Rudolph, I like a whole lot. He's our future. So, of course, you know, we drafted him in the second or third round. He's going to be here. I think it basically just comes down to Dobbs and also
Landry Jones.
Landry Jones. Landry Jones is in his last year of his contract. We'll see if the Steelers decide to ride that out. But he's done for sure after this year. So it's just a matter of, do we let him go now? Do we trade him to Baltimore now? Or do we trade him later?
You just can't. You keep hitting the man when he's down, Cameron. Get back in your corner.
He's telling me he's really a fan of us.
Well, I don't know what he's saying.
That's what he keeps saying. He's a fan. It's okay.
Unfortunately, I think Dobbs is going to be have to be the one to go.
You think he's the one?
Well, I'm going to tell you why, and this is only based on what we're hearing. Ben endorsed Landry.
He did.
In a roundabout way. I mean, not absolutely, but his quarterback speak suggested that he's my guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy I can go to on the sideline. And I can go to him. And as I told you, last year, Landry Jones was rated the 11th best backup quarterback in the NFL. So however they rate that for guys that play two or three games a year, so be it. And then, of course, the Steelers see Rudolph as the future. So it looks like Dobbs, who's a relative genius in his own right, will be on the market because they're not going to keep three quarterbacks. You know, that's for sure. But my last question to you, I know the break is coming up on us, is have the Steelers done anything to fix the holes in this defense? Because they still missed tackles in that preseason game. Weren't your starters, of course, but holes need to be filled, literally.
Yeah, the first thing, we have to be healthy. And we had a lot of people out on the defensive side of the ball. I'm not saying that they would have even played. But Dupree is expected to play this game coming up on Thursday.
And that would make what difference? I'm sure Ed is thinking.
Well, hopefully he'll make some improvements. He needs to make some improvements.
How many years has he had?
Maybe four.
Yeah, and he hasn't improved nothing yet. So what's he going to do? Go in the cupboard and come out somebody new?
Well, we'll see what happens.
All right,
you got to remember now, you brought up injuries as well. I believe the first 2 years of Bud Dupree's career, he was injured. So really, the last 2 years is when he had an opportunity to play. And I believe even last year he missed some time.
Well, I think every athlete in this room right now will tell you they've heard countless times from their coach, you can't win a game in the ice tub.
Exactly.
All right, what do you think about the secondary?
Oh, I like our secondary. I really do. You got to remember, and I brought this up on the show.
All 15 of them.
I think we're going to have a real good secondary. Joe Hayden, we got from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. He didn't have an opportunity last year to have a full training camp. Okay. A big part of our problem last year was communication on that defense. And it got worse with Cesar going out because he was a big part of that. On the other side, you have Artie Burns, who should be much more improved, and he needs to be much more improved. He made some crucial mistakes last year. I think the Steelers were probably the number one team in the NFL that gave up plays beyond 25 yards, and that comes down to communication. Davis, our safety, moved over from strong safety to free safety. We brought in a new safety from Green Bay. I can't call his name right now, Bill. If you know it, help me out.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Morgan Burnett. Morgan Burnett. So I feel real good. And then we have 41, the little guy who's a big impact player. I'm losing these names, but it'll come to me.
That, two things come to my mind. Ed sure knows a lot about about our team, doesn't he?
I know a lot about football.
I mean, but he sure knows. He knows all of our players.
I know a lot about football,
but he knows football.
And here's the other thing. Kevin. I got a question for you, Ed. The guy that walked on the field at training camp in a Troy Polamalu shirt, who looked physically like a football player, what's the deal with him? Is he going to make our team? Or is he going to make the team down at
You got a whole lot linebacker without now Shazier's not there.
He
might.
Is he going to make the team at the psych ward down at Western Penn? That's what I want
to
know.
That's the question I wanted to ask you, Kevin. Where do y'all upgrade at linebacker? You can't replace a player like Shazier first and foremost.
Well, we brought John Bostic in from Indy, and he's an upgrade from what we had because you got to remember Matt McCavick, however you pronounce his name, he got hurt the same game that Cesar got hurt. And we had to bring in Spence off the street, even though he played for us previously. It wasn't an ideal situation. So we have an upgrade with bringing John Bostic in. And then we have in the middle as well, Williams.
I think
did a real good job.
I actually disagree. I think he was exposed once.
Who was that?
Williams. I think he was exposed once Shazier got hurt.
He had a real good season.
The whole Williams had was exposed. The whole front line of the defense and the linebacking court was exposed. Holes need to be filled. Better than that, technique needs to be improved. So Tomlin has addressed that on several occasions in his manner of speaking. Speaking of which, Mike Tomlin is the truth, man. I mean, he brings it. He delivers it. He handles it. You know, he gives you coach speak. He gives you a little bit of locker room speak. He gives you some homeboy speak. Gotta love him. And for those several racist people in Western Pennsylvania that are still offering the racial comments online and on Facebook, you don't have to worry about Mike Tomlin going anywhere until he's ready.
And if I can add, too, good point, Bill. I agree with you 100%. And I didn't even mention in the secondary our number one draft pick, Terrell Edmonds.
Right.
So that's another reason I feel real good.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's time for y'all to switch from the 3-4 to a 4-3?
I've been saying that. I won't be surprised. And we're kind of playing a hybrid right now.
Right,
and that's
right,
what it is
right.
Because
I think that's what's causing, sorry, Bill, but I think that's what's causing a lot of the communication problems.
Well, Tomlin addressed that.
Well, you have to be able to adjust.
Yes. But Tomlin's response to that was, the way they run their packages now, it's a little bit of both, and it's unpredictable. So he was asked that specifically, and his response to it was, you know, we pretty much camouflage things in a manner that, and we're kind of in and out of both of them. So
yeah, I have to
I think that depends on the dominance of the players to play those particular setups. If you have the right players in the right position to play those 4-3-3-4, then it determines it.
And the name that I was trying to think of is Mike Hilton, number 41, big-time splash player.
31.
Is he 31?
He's 31.
Okay, Mike Hilton.
And Ed should know because he's the biggest Steeler fan in the room. So listen, as we move through this break, I just wanted to let people know, if you didn't see it nationally, locally, in the middle of training camp, in the middle of drills, an unknown individual made his way onto the field in full Steeler uniform wearing Troy Polamalu's number. And it was a matter of moments before anybody realized he was not a legitimate player. And they had to remove him peacefully from the field. But this guy on camera, and he had a 12-pack. I mean, he was in great shape. He looked the part, but clearly was not on the team and had to get escorted off the team. That's how bad people want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, Ed. They'll take the chance to just walk on the court. Look, we're going to have to say goodbye to our friend Roland Ford, but he brought it tonight. Roland, real quick, that phone number for people that want to get to you.
412-225-9190, or hit me up on Facebook.
And we'll be right back after this break.
To advertise on Urban Media Today, call 412-424-7045. Urban Media Today is an online blog magazine specializing in urban lifestyle, finance, entertainment, HBCU sports, and more, with 24/7 exposure and online exclusives. Email editor at urbanmediatoday.com or call 412-424-7045.